No, I'm right. I'm okay, right.
No,
I'm
you're right. You're right. Okay, remember the Clint Eastwood thing. We're going to do the Clint Eastwood
thing.
Oh,
we are too, yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And you know, anytime we're ready.
Anytime we're ready.
Am I going to start or are you going to start?
I don't know.
I'll start.
You start.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast of...
Whatever.
As yet unnamed.
Yeah. No name yet. No name yet.
We'll talk to you about that shortly.
And we don't want to be like that no-name restaurant because that was a bit sad.
Yeah, that was a bit sad.
Like, no imagination, hello.
Oh, no. That was just lazy. It's lazy when you do that. Like, we're being really trendy and stripping it back, but really just being lazy.
Yes. Whereas we have probably about, 30 potential names?
Possibly,
Which we've narrowed down to three,
and we're going to get you to choose.
You, the listener.
The five people that are listening to this can choose.
Wow, did it go up?
I know, shut up, right?
Shut up.
What are our names that we have?
What other names? Then what? Neil and Christina. Oh, I thought you meant that. No. Okay, so we have Quirky and Chenille. We have Playlist Playground,
because we talk about music quite a lot.
Yes.
I liked that.
I like that too. And we also have Minced Tape,
that's right. As opposed to a mixed tape, because a lot of people have done that. We thought a minced tape, because we're mincing things around and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we're mucking around with stuff.
It's
and
just how we roll.
Making sausage rolls?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what
don't
we're
judge
doing.
Us. Yeah. It's all good.
So they're the three choices that people can vote for. I don't know how they vote. Is there a particular way that they do that?
Let's work that out as we go along.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
Just put comments in however
nice.
We
comments
do that.
Comments in the thing that we release.
In the thing that we release to them, yes. the other bit of homework people had...
Oh, yes, there was another bit of homework.
Because I talked about foreshadowing something before, and you were a little bit excited about that.
I love foreshadowing.
It's all about the foreshadowing.
I think foreshadowing is the new... It's the new black. It's the new future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Which is ironic, given you're wearing orange. You know, being orange is the new black. But
well, you know, if it's me, I actually say it's the new yellow, because yellow's way funner than black.
Yeah, yellow's your thing.
Yeah, it is my thing.
For those who don't know Quirky, she's she's not a person who wears black and white at all.
I don't
yellow,
actually
green,
own black.
Orange,
so.
Bright colours. But it's all good.
It is.
So the other homework everybody has is to use the word foreshadow or foreshadowed.
Yeah. At or some foreshadowing.
Point. Foreshadowing. Or foreshadowment.
I like foreshadowment.
I think
foreshadow
I just made that
enablement.
Up. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. In many conversations, and then they've got to kind of share blow by blow because we want to see, you know, reactions. Hey, if they could video it, that would be amazing.
I want people to come back and say, you know what, I used that in a sentence. I use that sentence to me girl and now me girl's me wife.
Yeah, me girl.
It's going to be the new supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I like it. Now it my wife. Be. Whoa.
Yeah,
it's the power
the
of
word.
Foreshadowing.
That's the word. Yeah.
Foreshadow has that power.
Indeed it does.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
so
but
awesome.
Really tonight, our music for this evening, our music discussion. We thought it's getting close to end of financial year.
Yeah.
So we would pick our top five end of financial year songs.
Yeah. Sounds so boring when you say it like
it
that.
It does,
doesn't it?
But I think we've found some good songs tonight.
We have.
So we've got five songs that are our top five, and then we've got, well, we've called it honorable mention, but actually I think they're more dishonorable.
I agree. Dishonorable mentions.
Shall we do that first? Because if we're going to diss, we are good at, as you could tell by our last podcast, we're actually pretty good at dissing.
Yeah, dissing's good.
So
yeah.
Shall we dishonorably mention the five that we thought, yeah, they're songs about money or the financial year end and you know what?
Endowment.
Endowment.
And
no.
Financial year. That sounds like kind of, you know, end of the world sort of thing, not just end of financial year.
Yeah. And not end of the world as we know it, because that's actually really cool.
It is a really cool song. Good on you, R.E.M.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
Okay.
All right.
So you can start us off, please.
Oh, can I? Oh, thank you.
You go first.
Thank you, Chenille. So the first one we have is by the... there's a few things here. So I don't want to really release a band yet because there's a whole heap of story about it. But Take the Money and Run. Run.
Yeah.
Run away.
Take the money
and
run. Yeah. So we thought this would be a good, you know, because we're both of that age where we remember the original song, which was by the Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, we do.
You know, take the money and run.
Yep.
And I thought, it's some kind of, someone offered them a deal. But actually, we listened to the words. It's about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting at home getting high, they think, You know what would be cool?
Let's rob a Gasso.
Absolutely.
In El Paso.
Because, you know, how many times have we both had that thought?
I think I'm up to 353, actually. Although we'd call it a servo.
Yeah, which doesn't rhyme with El Paso, so that wouldn't work.
That's out then, out.
No, so we kind of went, no. But what we did find when we were researching, Run DMC did a version of this, which I thought was actually pretty cool.
It's way cooler.
Slightly different story, different words, but it's Run DMC.
Yeah.
They're pioneers. They're pioneers. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's sort of a dishonorable and honorable mention in two with the same song.
I like it. Yeah. It's kind of like a combo.
Okay.
Combo.
The next one, I think you're going to have to do
all
this
because
I have no idea who this band was.
So there's a band that I kind of like called The Rainmakers. Kind of like, it sounds like they're just, you know, lame, but they're not. The Rainmakers, you have lots of really good songs about all sorts of different things. They're kind of not as telly-telly as some other bands that kind of talk about political stuff. But this song is called Government Cheese, and essentially it's about people being on the welfare and taking advantage of lots of different bits and pieces of things they can take.
I've got a definition here of government cheese from Wikipedia. Government cheese is processed cheese that was provided to welfare food stamp recipients and the elderly receiving Social Security in the United States and is still provided to food charities. The processed cheese was used in military kitchens since World War II.
Yeah.
Obviously very well-aged cheese.
Very, yeah.
And in schools as early as the 1960s. So it's all about handouts and stuff,
yes,
which we thought
is
not necessarily end of financial year, although a lot, you know, everybody has to do tax returns, including people on
The most amazing thing, though, when we researched this was your little piece of gem that you uncovered.
Keb Mo.
Keb Mo, maybe.
Keb, K-E-B apostrophe space M-O apostrophe Keb Woo-hoo! Mo.
That guy's wild, I can tell.
Let me tell you, he has never made it sound so sexy. He was getting it on with
Government
Cheese.
Yes, it was a bit kind of you. Woo-hoo! Let's turn that on when we want some loving.
Turn this on and make sweet, sweet love to somebody. So, you know,
do yourself
a favor and look up Government Cheese by Keb Mo. The Rainmakers I wasn't so convinced about, but you know, you like The Rainmakers.
I do like The Rainmakers, and it could be one of those things that it's very singable in a car.
With no one else around.
Yep.
You can sing whatever you like in the car with no one else around.
Or it could potentially just be one of the things that my family does, which is weird, but that's okay.
That's all right. We both come from weird families.
It's
all good.
Yes, weirdness.
So our next one in the honourable / dishonourable, or the ones that didn't make our top five, and probably I'll speak about this because...
Yes, please do, because you are the knowledgeable one on this one.
On musicals, The Money Keeps Rolling In from the musical Evita. So a bit of Andrew Lloyd Webber genius there.
Yeah.
The Money Keeps Rolling In was all about, you know, Eva Perón in that whole era in Argentina where they had this great idea of why don't we just, people need more money, let's just print more money. Sweetie.
Macroeconomics.
Yeah. Economics 101. Think you need to go and learn a little bit about that, Evita, and then come back to us.
Yeah.
So, but it was also, The Money Keeps Rolling In was about them printing money, but also about... the fact that her money kept rolling in because everybody loved her and she had all these fabulous dresses and things.
Yeah, and
so,
probably jewels and stuff as
well. Yeah, so it's kind of end of financial year. It's more of financial...
Well, probably for the government and the tax man, it's probably the money does come rolling in. Maybe they play that like in their offices as inspiration to say no to people when they do tax returns. Maybe. Or just go in the printing presses or something.
I don't know.
So I'm going to talk about the next two dishonorable mentions because I've kind of found a theme. So far in the podcast / playlist / things that we do, we found that there tend to be particular artists who seem to have an obsession. So when we did Mother's Day playlist, the Beatles have an obsession with mothers, like really badly. And then when we did the Star Wars, then David Bowie has an obsession with space.
Well, you did. We didn't actually talk about Star Wars but you did. But yes.
Yes.
You did your thing on your site. And, yeah.
Right. Are you feeling left out now?
No, that's fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
I've just got something in my eye.
I might need to fix that up a little bit later. But anyway, so Adamant seems to be the next one that seems to have a little bit of obsession with money.
Mm.
Standard Deliverer and Highwayman well, being too
particularly
in particular.
Actually stealing it from other people.
Yeah, there's a bad theme there.
Yeah.
Not a very nice.
You know, and the other one was Ant Music, which was about himself. So pretty limited range of stuff. So me or me stealing shit from other people, that's pretty much, I think, you know, his three biggest hits.
Yes, exactly. So as an artist, the main focus is, let me guess, me.
Yeah.
And me.
Huge surprise.
Yeah.
No artist has ever done that before.
No, he's a bit of a, I was going to say dick, and then I thought maybe if I say that, then that's going to sound like we need explicit warning. So.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Krista. No, I've just said shit before, so we're already getting the explicit sign if we go on to iTunes. That's okay.
Thank you.
That's okay. It's
thank you.
Good.
I feel a little bit better
we
now.
Sound
that
like I'm grown up and shit because we just swore.
So our next. Old.
So we've got two more on the honorable / dishonorable mentions. Yes. Let's go Money's Too Tight to Mention by Simply Red, because I think it's just a kind of groovy song.
It is a groovy song.
I was saying to Christina before, Simply Red was the first concert, like, you know, pay tickets to sit in a concert and see someone.
Did you sit?
So Simply Red, yeah. Well, they're not, you don't sort of stand up with Simply Red. And I was only about...
Oh, not even swaying?
I was only about 16.
Oh,
or
okay. But, yeah, you know, it's so uncool to dance.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, gotcha. Yeah, that was the first concert I went to, so that kind of came up. And it's always, it always gets brought up when... You know, TV shows are talking about money and stuff.
Oh, it does, actually. Yeah. I think they use that as the theme for The Apprentice or something like that or something.
But the next one, really, both of us almost vomited when we talked about it and went, ugh. We just looked at each other and went, no.
Just no.
Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Ugh. And I think it's kind of burned into our subconscious because we were children of the 80s and... You know, 14, we were talking about, it's one of your, 14, 15, it's one of your formative years in terms of your own musical taste and stuff.
Thanks, Spence, from
which we learned from Spencer Reid in Criminal Minds. Thank you.
Yeah.
But it was just so, it was one of the most overplayed songs of the 80s, I think. And MTV.
Oh,
obviously.
Did they ever? And I just, really dislike it, even though whenever it comes on the radio.
And Chicks for Free. I mean, it's just so, it's very sexist and wrong.
It is wrong,
isn't
it?
Sorry, Mark, but no.
Yes. No. You're potentially a good guitarist, so everyone keeps telling me, but, you know.
Ooh, you don't think he is? Come on.
It's probably because I don't like the music. I think that there's a colouring of my opinion.
So technically he might be a good guitarist to you, but he's just... because you don't like what he produces, you don't think he's a great guitarist.
Correct.
So who would be a good guitarist then? Come on. Put you on the spot. We didn't rehearse
that
this.
Is putting me on the spot. The Edge.
The Edge, yeah.
But then that's
Slash.
Kind of...
Is that just my era?
No. Absolutely, but it's a little bit kind of... I don't like big, full-on guitar riffs. It's
really?
No,
I love a good
guitar
riff.
I think it's a boy
riff.
Thing. I don't. It maybe it's be. Not a boy thing, but I just think, really? Okay,
tell me
can
Bohemian
we move
Rhapsody
on?
You don't like.
Oh, no, I like that.
Okay, so
maybe
that's
it's
different.
Just specific stuff. I don't know, because I love drum solos, but then I have a bit of an obsession with drummers.
I see Jimi Hendrix. I love Jimi Hendrix, too. Like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I love drums.
I don't know, maybe it's me.
Maybe it's a boy thing.
We'll discuss
I don't know,
in future
but
weeks,
let's
maybe.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. I'll keep an eye out on my own taste or dislike of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready? Are we ready, Neil, to go to the top
five? I say we're ready for our top five.
All
so,
right. Let you hit the top one.
Okay.
Let's go. For
so
number
at number
five,
we've got Taxman by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Bit of a classic, I think, from the Revolver album.
Yes.
So a little bit later, you know, when they were getting into their slightly psychedelic. Kind of
for
period.
Sure. And written by George. So, you know.
Oh, written by George, yes.
Yes. Slightly
which is,
unusual, but not terribly off
not
the
Not completely
chart.
Unusual for the Beatles, but, I mean, a lot of it was basically...
You and you know what I particularly love about this song?
What?
How end of financial year is it?
It is very end of financial year.
It's like perfectly
we didn't even have to draw a long
year.
Bow with that. It was really about the tax man.
Yeah. So I really like that one because it's like right in the pocket.
Okay. And are you creating a playlist for these, by the way? Are we doing
thing?
So yes, we'll publish
so
that when we publish.
Yeah, there'll be like a paper version that you can just, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know what you do with a paper version. But, you know, you might decide to create
paper
aeroplanes. I have no idea
Nobody
nowadays.
Does paper versions of
But
things.
Because of the visual element, I thought maybe that might work. Okay. But anyway.
You know, what else?
And then we'll do a Spotify playlist.
You sure? Let's do that. Let's roll with that.
Let's do that.
Number four.
Yeah. Money.
I think
life is funny.
Any end of financial year
playlist
is kind of incomplete. It's incomplete without ABBA. Money, money, money.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song. Plus, you know, Benny and Bjorn, they are magicians.
Yeah.
Magicians.
Incredible writers.
Amazing. Not
just, and the musicals and stuff they wrote as well. Not just all the ABBA songs. So good. They did define a moment in time, which is why I love. Same with the Beatles. The Beatles, to me, were very 60s. And
yes.
They defined an entire generation. ABBA did as well. Elvis did as well. Yep. So love them or hate them, that's what they did. So I think they've got to be in there.
Totally. So number three.
Hey, I don't know.
Big Spender.
I don't know why you've written Shirley Bassey.
It's probably autocorrect. Yeah, doing really autocorrect. Weird.
Shirley Bassey, but actually, it's so originally crazy. It's originally from Sweet Charity, the musical. So
there we go. How rude! They should just know that that's Shirley Bassey. Autocorrect. I know,
but from
rude.
The musical Sweet Charity, so. But Shirley Bassey obviously made it famous as well with her incredible, incredible voice. My God, I love Shirley
Bassey.
Which
she Bassey. Still has.
I know,
she
still has.
She was on Graham Norton just a couple of months ago and unbelievable.
It's got deeper and richer.
It's like chocolate.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Rich, velvety chocolate. Yeah, but Big Spender, in the musical originally of Sweet Charity, they're all dance hall girls or girls that dance for money.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what they do afterwards.
Nothing, just dancing.
So they're all
talking
about getting out of there in life. But Big Spender is when all the guys walk into the club and these girls kind of get up and sing. And it's trying to sort of attract a guy to dance with them and be whatever for the night. So it's this really great mix of I'm pretending to be interested, but I've done this, you know, every night for the last 20 years and I'm really a bit over it.
Yeah. But I'm going to shake that shoulder.
Yeah, like, hey, like Big nobody's Spender, business. You know, blah, blah, blah. It's going through the motions. It's not really the passion in it.
No.
So, yeah, Big Spender, we thought, you know, goes in with end of financial year.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless you're paying the tax man and then you have no
money that's
left.
A bit annoying.
So number two. Then we start to get into more what we think about end of financial year, I think. So we've got Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks.
Yeah, good old Kinks.
And where the tax man comes into that is they talk about tax man's taken everything I've
Pretty
got.
Much everything. Yeah.
All I have is this sunny afternoon.
Yeah.
So
well, who doesn't love a sunny afternoon?
So really, even if you do have to end up paying tax, just sit in the sun, smoke a doobie, and everything will be okay. I think that's...
Or drink a Long Island iced tea that Robert might have made because it's super
delicious.
Which
is what you've just done.
Yes.
She had a bad day at work, everyone. We had to just get her into the mood a little bit more tonight, but that's all good. So Sunny Afternoon is kind of in that mode. Just if you don't have any money, it doesn't really matter. Which leads us
to number one.
1991.
Money Don't Matter Tonight.
By Prince.
And actually, I think... So Prince.
Because there's so many Prince songs played at the moment,
given
his untimely death. Just listening to the words going, this is what people should do. It's Money Don't Matter Tonight. Sure didn't matter yesterday.
Yeah.
Just when you think you've got more than enough, it all up and flies away.
Yeah.
So it's all about, you know what, don't place too much emphasis on this in life. And that's what I loved about Prince, the lyrics. He really put a lot of thought in. It wasn't just the music. It wasn't just, as we talked about before, I'm so freaking good, no one's as good as me.
Yeah, no,
which
definitely
a lot of people do. And to me, the lyrics are really important. And I think this song...
And I think he does that perfect match because he's a real true artiste. Yes. Where he does that perfect match of getting the beat and the rhythm right, which is what normally attracts me first,
yes,
and then the lyrics second. Yeah. And it just does that beautiful...
Yeah, because it's not the sort of song that you would have a dance remix of and really go crazy on a dance floor. You sit there and just think... The film clip as well, I'm vaguely remembering, is quite poignant as well.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And I even like the fact that it's two as the number two night. A little bit funky. Yeah, a little bit
like
kind of funky.
Like nothing compares to you.
Yeah. I think
obviously loved you
too.
Singing the number two, yeah.
Yeah.
Before texts were even invented,
I know.
He was doing it.
But maybe it's kind of like, you know, the whole Sesame Street that was kind of like his number. But I feel like I'm dissing him now. I don't want to at all make fun of the Prince.
Lots of respect.
Lots of respect. Love, 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 love,
I think at the time, because it was so overplayed on the radio, to me, yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, I like him. I respect what he's done. I'm not a big fan. But over the years, you listen to it more, and it's actually stood the test of time.
Yes, it has. It still feels a little bit kind of 90s in terms of the musicality of it. But, you know, it's still a beautiful song.
Yeah.
So there's nothing that could take away from that. Yes. That sounds like exactly like another song
that he wrote for someone else.
Yeah, interestingly enough.
So they are our top five end of financial year songs.
We're going to recap?
Yeah, so at number five we had Taxman by the Beatles.
Money, Money, Money by ABBA.
Big Spender by Shirley Bassey / from Sweet Charity.
Yes. Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks.
And Money Don't Matter Tonight by Prince.
Yeah, what a good end of financial year playlist.
So that's our end of financial year playlist with the honourable / dishonourable mention ones that you'll put on your Spotify list.
Absolutely.
As well.
Make sure you get the Run DMC version of Take the Money and Run.
Actually, yeah, I really did like that. That was my surprise of the night.
It was, wasn't
all
it?
Of these things.
Yeah. Forget Dire Straits.
And Keb Mo making Sweet Sweet Love to Government Cheese.
Yeah, go Keb Mo.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next month with, what are we are doing? We've already planned it.
A winter thing. Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm a bit excited.
Unless
about
we change
that.
Our mind in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Which could happen.
Work with us. It's all good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you next time.